I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, the brothers are here. We're live. Man's got his shades on. Let me just adjust. Make sure the flowers are in the thing, because you know you need flowers to brighten up the day. How you doing, Spencer?
Blessed, highly favoured, even better for speaking to my brother from another mother.
Good.
But Tundi, don't move your head like that. You're like Ray Charles, bro.
I am. I'm reincarnated. Anyway, let's get this thing cracking. Ladies and gentlemen, it brings me great honour and a great pleasure to bring you the award-winning podcast media outlet, The Fight Is Right. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce by saying, dream it, believe it, become it.
Coming up. How you doing, Tony? How's everything? I see, you know what I mean, after yesterday, I told you I weren't hanging about. As soon as the fight done, I just headed out, boy, and jumped on the train to come home.
Yeah. I was like, bro, where you going, man? Just taking the ambience a bit and see what's happening. But
ambience of what? Bro, let's
yeah, obviously
turn. Let's just big up country love. Let's just call it as it is, yeah? Let's just call it as it is. I have to roll up my shirt right now, because I'm coming to fight, man, right now, Tun.
Where had it go? Go. I don't know.
Just out of curiosity, my brother. Yeah?
Yes.
You got the British and Commonwealth title on the line. Yeah?
Yes.
Historically, we know of men who have died fighting for the British title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I just want to keep this thing talking.
I can see that you're going in all guns blazing from the get-go.
From the get-go. I ain't got time to play right now. I ain't got time to play. Right? And talk about surrendering your crown.
Oh, wow.
And I've said it, surrendering your crown. Because what I realize is the power of voice, that you can say something and somebody could sit down and internalize what you say, or maybe think like you've got a personal vendetta against them. I have no vendetta whatsoever against Mikel Lowell. You know what I mean? I actually like the kid, right? But what I'm not going to have is a young lady was murdered in Croydon, and everyone turned up to the public workout, which Lowell didn't turn up. He's got whatever reason he has. I'm not kicking him out when he's down right now, because he just lost his title, right? But he didn't turn up. And I was disgusted at the fact that he didn't turn up, not because it was a public workout, but for what it represented, especially it was Black History Month, and you are a person of color as well. You know what I mean? To show that kind of solidarity. Because Lowell may be big, but you're not bigger than Stormzy. If Stormzy could come out to the girls' thing, this is Stormzy, you know? Right. These are the things that, unfortunately, when you haven't got older heads advising you, right? Or older heads that understand your alignment with your cultural identity and what that means to the community. And community means common unity.
Okay.
Right? You understand this thing, Tunde, right? Because when me and Tunde roll up in the hood, we get our flowers. We can go to any Nigerian West Indian restaurant where you eat for free. But we still make our donations. So what I'm saying to these guys here is this, like, you got built up and the fight was there for you to win. But I remember when I originally, when the fight was first muted to happen on the Lawrence Okoli, Chris Bill and Smith undercard, right? In wherever
it was. Forgive me, Spencer. Can you hear the washing machine guy in the background?
No.
Okay.
Well, Tony, at least you clean your teeth. Yeah, at least you clean your clothes as much as you clean your teeth. So it's all right.
Go ahead.
So I'm telling man this part here that when you, like, I was sat yesterday with one of Lawal's people, and he said, oh, yeah, it's like certain things that you were saying was a bit personal. And I said, what did I say that's personal? That I found it disgusting that he didn't turn up to the open workout. You know what I mean? I found it disgusting. I'm going to be real with you. And I want to know who's advising you. You know what I mean? And who's advising you? What alignment do they have with the cultural identity? Right? Because Lawal's made a name for himself. Congratulating you. He's British champion. Right? But you're not bigger than Joshua Boatsi or Dan Aziz, who's European champion. Well, European, if you're going to put it down. You're not bigger than him two. Why? You should have turned up. You said, oh, well, you had sparring. Well, the sparring can wait because you also have, big up Bobby Wright, you also have, and thank you so much for the $4.99, you also have a commitment to the paying public, and you also have the commitment to the broadcasters. You've got a commitment to those kind of things. So you've got to play the game. Because I see in the early times when Baba Tunde Ajayi was building his fight in Anthony Yard. When you was building Anthony Yard, and when they said, like, right, you would turn up at the press conferences and you was like down the line until what you become the main man. But what happened to become the main man is that it's a process. And if you haven't taken those steps, you're gonna trip up on a step. And what we saw yesterday was someone tripping up on a step because I was not blessed being an amazing puncher. Yeah, I wasn't. But I could hit hard enough.
But that's why I used to bust you up.
Who used to bust? Tony, you're an idiot.
That's what I mean.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony likes to bust you up. I punched up Tony so hard one day in the gym, yeah, that he doubled up. And that's why he's laughing because he knows it's true.
Anyway, let me just stop you there before we get into ours, because it's so funny. I just read a comment. Isaac Chamberlain will beat Vidal Riley. And guess what? I had to draw for the blue book today. You got the black book, but I got the blue book.
Yeah, because you're black to your blue too.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to the Fight Is Right a young man that I have watched that used to come to the gym with his dad, former youth, such a talented, won everything as a junior. He's just a phenomenal fighter, a phenomenal young man, now making waves in professional boxing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to the Fight Is Right, the one, the own, the special. I'm calling him special because that's what I believe. Mr. V.
Hey.
The formerly YouTube sensation, even though he's still a YouTube sensation, but we're taking things to the boxing level now. So Manny,
put Vidal in the middle, man.
Yeah, we doubled that market. Yeah. We doubled that market, the YouTube. Hey, what's my money? Put a video in the middle. Yeah, we doubled that market. Now we're going to the serious business. And I saw you up there last night. You saw me front row. And I was thinking to myself, look at this. This is the young man that I saw just come in the gym with his dad with a little Repton vest.
Yeah, hey, for real.
And I'm like, for real. I'm like, it's just amazing for me, and you know, you continue to do things and, you know, now the English champion. But I know you are a family thing, and I don't want to waste your time, V. I know you've got a family thing to attend. First of all, give us your take on last night's British and Commonwealth fight.
Well, firstly, thank you for the OGs having me on the show. You know, I feel like I've seen both of you already show me a lot of love before I've come on the show. This is my first appearance. Hopefully we can do one in person. But yes. To get to your question, you know, I looked at it and I thought, I belong in it. I belong in here. I belong in here at this level competing with these guys. You know, I respect them because you have to respect your opponent. Otherwise, you won't train properly. But I know I can beat them. I know I'm more than capable. Any person who won that fight, I thought I can fight you next. A lot of people are saying, oh, you should have one in between. Oh, you should take your time. Da, 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 da. I mean, when that is fitting, you know from me, you won't hear as much noise because I know what's right and what is a bit early and was hasty. But to look at that British title fight, I fought in the same venue just a few weeks ago. The place weren't even bumping the same way it was bumping when I was fighting.
No, definitely weren't.
Do you know what I mean? I just feel like, of course, Isaac is going to want to fight people upwards because he's been higher than that level. But it doesn't necessarily mean that those fights with a bigger title on the line is a bigger fight in general. Yes. And that's something that has to be taken into account.
Yes.
You know, naturally, you don't want to fight an English champion if you're British and Commonwealth champion. But when the person comes with the following that I come with and the attention that I come with, it's something you should consider.
Yes.
You know, it's a money game.
Yes. And you know what I love, Vidal? It's so refreshing for me and Spencer to hear people willing to challenge themselves. Because as you say, you're an English champion. You're saying, British champion, come, I'm ready. British and Commonwealth.
Listen, Unc.
I was at your call on my own when you last fought. And one thing I can tell you, which you don't really see, is you can hear the effects of your punches. It's got a different tone to it. It reminds me of when Ant punches.
He got that.
Way we had to bring in Anthony Yard.
You know, why can't you bring it? He has to bring his charge in, man.
Bro, come on, man. You know, this is what I'm saying. What managers are supposed to manage. You manage your fighters. You revert every conversation back to them in some shape or form. That's what managers want to do. I seem to be the only one who's doing this thing here. But one thing I can say, Vidal, is that you fit the bill. You look the part. You can fight. You bring a massive following. And if Ben Shalom, Sky, and the broadcasters who are Sky, if you want to see a packed out, and that fight ain't your call. The following that you bring, I believe, Wembley Oval Arena is a minimum.
I believe so. I believe, and you know what, the people want to see me in a fight where they think I can lose. And I mean, I want to be in a fight where people believe I can lose. You know, that's how we was raised, man. That's what we come from. You know, we come from nothing. We underestimate it. People think, oh, you can't do it. And we get a thrill, whether we say it every day or not. What drives us is we get a thrill out of saying, you're wrong. I'm right. Can you see that? Yes. And that is what keeps us hungry. And that's the cards we were dealt. And we've chosen to deal with them in this way of proving people wrong. Now, if I have a warm-up fight in between fighting Chamberlain, it lowers the odds of that. People think, oh, yeah, okay, now you've beaten him. You probably have a chance of beating Chamberlain. And it kills the doubt. I want the doubt as prominent as possible. I want the doubt as loud as possible. I want everyone to say, are you sure you want to do this next? Because people like to act like my last opponent went 12-0. Just because I won the fight... Just because I won the fight 100-90... doesn't mean he ain't a man that had aspirations for himself and someone that made the ABA semifinals twice, 2 years in a row.
So
and he's fought Chris Billingsmith and he's fought Chef Clark and he fought those guys. So just because I shut it out doesn't mean we should try and discredit the level that man was competing at.
If the fight was to happen next between you and Isaac just had a fantastic win, you know, when would you want that fight to take place?
Early next year.
Come on.
So February?
Next year. February is perfect. Like, for me, obviously people can say what they want and they can have their opinion. But I know in-house, and my dad is my trainer, very honest, very brutally honest. This guy don't play no games. If he thought I wasn't ready, he would not let me go on TV and chat all of that. It's a matter of we know what we got. We understand that I come from, Tunde has said it, which I appreciate. We've been boxing before the social was built. But at the end of the day, that's the overruling factor. I think people have given me a little bit more credit now. I've won a legitimate title, but until a name is ticked off, the true respect won't be given. As an amateur, when you win the nationals, you go to the Three Nations. And you're not a true champion until you win the nationals and the Three Nations. All I'm asking is for the same process as a pro.
Jeez.
Okay. So... Okay, man, coming in with some Martin Luther King speech, but I like it. So listen, Black History Month, so I lie. Listen to this one. On, what was it, Wednesday just gone, I was at a premiere for a documentary, Becoming Ali.
Becoming Ali,
the Cassius X, right? And like, I was one of the panelists, me, Johnny Nelson, Radio Raheem. Anyway, when I'm in the foyer now, some man was sitting down, he said, yeah, Mr. Knowledge, how are you doing, sir? Talking. He goes, what do you think of my nephew? I said, ooh. He said, my nephew, Video Riley. I said, don't you see I post him all the time? I said, I think that he's bad, you know? He's old school. And he's your uncle, your dad's brother. He said, all them videotapes is me make him sit down and watch them. I said, okay.
Yeah, no, for real. Like, we're students of the game.
I truly draw for you today because usually Tundi don't use no blue book, red book. Tundi don't even know how to use the yellow pages. So
no one knows how to use yellow pages anymore.
Right. We used to know when we had to use yellow pages. All Tundi used to know for yellow pages to put in his trousers when his dad was going to beat him to protect himself. But
his brother beat.
I'm saying, like, I know it's like one of my guys, Ben Gray, was saying the same thing. Nah, you can see that you study boxing. And the reason why I think that you and Isaac will be a really good fight, yeah, because Isaac actually studies boxing and he does it on the skills thing. And I'm telling you, like, this could be like a Mike McCullum, James Toney fight, you know? Trust me, because of the skills that you both have.
Now, personally, I don't think it... I don't know, man. Like, I just know I got more, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Isaac, listen, no underestimation coming from me and no overconfidence coming from me. Because I've seen Isaac since I was sparring Okoli and him and them that were gonna fight. And I was preparing Okoli to fight Chamberlain back then as an amateur. So I know the level that he's been at and I know the experience he has, but I just feel like I'm a better version of what he displays. You know what I'm saying? Like, I genuinely believe that. And I like the fact that, listen, boxing is a game. It's no different to any game. If you're sitting in the room and you're seeing two people play FIFA and you think you can have a piece, you will ask for the controller. To man, yo, let me play, because I think if I use this
team... Video, Tony don't know about that. Tony knows about Atari.
Now, you know, hey, listen, don't do Unk like that, man. Come on.
Don't worry about it.
But no, for real, it's just that if you think you can play, ask for the controller. See you are gone, and you better be able to back it up. And I understand that that's a part of the process, but I genuinely believe me versus Isaac is a big fight because it is a business. Yes. I feel like business wise, it's a good fight. It's easy to sell. The people will come down. They'll be interested, and a lot of people that attend the fight will think that I'm getting ahead of myself, and we love that.
Mayor of Brixton has said that you're gassing. Would you like to?
All right. No. Spence, when someone tells me he's got 15 minutes, we don't want to hear no long story from you about this. Wait. The man has blessed the show. He's given us his opinion, and it's great. With both of us, myself and Spencer, we appreciate the time, Video. We don't want to hold you up. You know, it is a celebration show for Isaac because he's from the ends. You know, we're all local London boys.
And yeah. We have to
big him up as well. But it's the fight game. And that's what I love about you. I love the way that you explain yourself. You know, there's no disrespect. You just want to challenge yourself. And
just literally no disrespect. No disrespect at all. And you know what? I want a fight that can be sold, and we don't have to use the narrative of, oh, my life used to be this and boxing done this for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't need that all the time. It's the truth, and that's fine because it's the truth. Oh, this would have been my life without boxing. But we don't even need to touch that. We just need to say, we're two good fighters. You've been at the level. You should, you know, he should shut me down and say, because I've been there and you ain't been there, I'm going to show you where I've gone. And I'm going to say, look, because I'm heading further than where you are now, in my mind, I believe that, I'm going to show you where I've gone. And we're just going to promote it that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have the realest, Mr. Videl Riley. Thank you, young man.
Love to the OGs, love to the uncles. Listen to these men when they talk about boxing because they know.
Come on.
Big up.
All right.
Love. But I'm a young G, I'm not an OG, bro. Love.
All right. Moving forward. The show, I knew the show was going to be a good one tonight.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, my blue book that doesn't get used regularly can never beat the black book of Spencer Fearing. It's impossible. And that's why joining us now is a young man I remember who was in Yulku. I remember I was training Kevin Mitchell at the time, who was at the back. And he goes, yeah, that Kevin Mitchell was a good fighter. He's a good fighter. And I said, yeah. Lo and behold, this man ended up beating O'Hara Davis.
Mm-hmm.
This man ended up being jobbed by Josh Taylor because he bust up Josh Taylor. I have to say, I'm just keeping it real. He bust up Josh Taylor. Ladies and gentlemen, we introduce you another star. And if he's not a star now, he will soon be a star after last night's performance beating three-weight champion Mr. Jorge Linares. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to introduce to the Fighters Right, the one, the only, Jack. Mr. Jack Carroll, the Catman, has scratched up
Jack in the middle, bro.
Just scratching, guys. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, very good. Thank you. Very good. Sunday, Spence. What's happening?
Mate, that's how you have to look.
Fantastic win last night.
Come on. Let me read out the judges' scorecard. 116, 112, two times, and 117, 111 over a former three-weight world champion. That is a fantastic performance. Jack, what's your overall assessment of your performance last night?
You know what? I'm a harsh critic sometimes of myself. I probably didn't give myself the appreciation of the performance. I always expect more of myself in that ring. Put a lot of pressure on myself. But then spending these couple hours away with the family and reading and thinking about things, I'm happy with the performance. And like you said, former three-weight, four-time world champion. And I've boxed very smart in there last night. I'm a big advocate of not taking any punishment, not taking any punches. And I felt like I did that to a T last night.
Yes. I mean, look at your face and look at his face. that tells a story. Jack, listen.
Go on, continue.
No, I mean, I don't want to look too quickly, too far ahead too quickly. But, I mean, moving forward, I mean, you was out for, I think, 15 months before your first fight. A little while back, and now obviously you've had this fight, so it's great that momentum is now in your favour. But I mean, it's just I think the 140 division. I'm right when I'm saying that, right? 140.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some big fights out there for you.
Ragaroo.
The Haney fight. Even Tank, you know, Tank just goes up and down. You're in that league now, you know, and you deserve to be in that league. But what fight or what direction would you want next for yourself?
Right, so I've always wanted to be world champion. That opportunity come, and like you said, they jobbed me on it. And we know that world titles, they sit on the mantelpiece, they don't pay the bills. I know that me and Taylor is a big fight, but I'm open to the options. We've got Haney Pro Grade December the 9th.
Stop right there, Jack. Wait, give me a sec. I've got to stop this washing machine in the back. It's pissing me off.
Yeah, listen, go on, continue talking until 20 comments. Go on.
Yeah, so that fight's 3rd December the 9th, WBC world title. And now I believe after that fight of the weekend, it's put me one step forward to be calling the names of these fighters. And I'm excited for how this next 2 weeks, fortnight is going to unfold. I would love to fight for the WBC. We almost had a deal reached earlier this year with Pro Grey. Through one thing or another, it didn't happen. So I'll be keeping a close eye on that fight. And obviously, I said it last night and I'll say it again. It goes without saying, there's a score to be settled with Taylor.
Yeah, but what weight would that be? Because we all know that Taylor's meant to be moving up to 147. So what would happen there? Would you move up?
Yeah, but come on, he said that after the fight. That was over 18 months ago. I'm moving up straight away. He slowly dropped all the belts. And then 18 months later, he fights Tio at 140. So the guy is just... he's not a man of his word, but I'm sure that if that fight was to be made, we could find the catch weight.
Okay, so what is the actual beef between you two? Oh, you're in the same division. You fought each other. I actually thought you won the fight. I remember, like, me and Tundi were like, when the judges' scorecards went out, like, we did the watch-along for it. And if you haven't watched our watch-along, you need to, because Tundi will have you glued to your blinking screen, mate, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, I remember that fight, and I said... And Tony was talking, I said, what's happened? I said, nah, they've robbed him, bro.
Yeah, you couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
You know what it was? And I'm the first to say it. Give him all the flowers for what he's achieved. Coming up so fast, 16 fights, capturing all the belts and doing his thing. You can only respect that. But it's in the aftermath of the fight, how he carried himself, the back and forth. And that's not me. You're seeing in the build-up to the Linares fight, there was no needle there because they didn't need to be. I'm the first to respect a fighter, but it's the small petty stuff that's coming the months after. Then how he's still going on about he won the fight and stop crying, get over this, get like come off it. Do you know what I mean? Everybody knows what happened that night, and there's been a lot of direct messages back and forth, so it's become a bit personal now.
Ooh,
how was it after that? You know, I mean, you've had to, you know, I know what fighters go through mentally on a day-to-day basis. But, I mean, picking yourself, I mean, that's the only blemish on your career. How was it or how has it been to really come back from that, to put yourself back in this position?
I live and breathe the sport, and I've said it time and time again. I surround myself with good people, Jamie, Nigel, my family, the missus, and I've got good people around me to pick me up. And I'm saying to pick me up, I was back in the gym the week after, like, this is my life, this is what I do, so they can't knock me. I will not be denied, but it's frustrating going back to the amateur gyms. There's 3 or 4 local amateur gyms, but the kids are disheartened. And I started boxing at 10 years old, so the kids are getting into the sport. And if you reach a certain point in the sport and it can just be ripped away from you, then it kind of discourages people and puts them off watching the boxing. But I was back in the gym and I knew that, for me, there was a small place where I'd been waiting for that opportunity to fight for a world title. Everybody had wrote me off, which was right. I'd never boxed for a world title. He'd been and cleaned up the division. After that fight, I felt like I've earned the right to be here. I can't stop now. I need to carry on and prove them wrong.
Well, I'll tell you who was a massive believer of you, and he came on the show, was Lee Baird. Remember,
yeah,
Tony?
I was about to say that, yeah.
And Lee was saying, trust me, Spence, he's going to beat Josh Taylor. He says, like, your style is very, very deceptive. It's sneaky. It kind of sneaks up on you like a python, and then you explode. And especially when you cause the knockdown, I was like, rah, my man's going to stop him.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, me and Lee go back many years. I've got a lot of respect and time for Lee. And I've had a lot of great lessons from him over the years. And he's probably one of the people in boxing that understands my style. And when a lot of people have watched my previous fights or I'm scheduled to fight somebody and they say they've watched me fights before. And you both know when you're watching something and when you're in the ring with somebody, it's two different things. And a lot of people will say he's flat-footed, he's one pace. But I'll keep proving them wrong time and time again.
Yes, what fighters do you watch? What fighters do you study? Because you've got an old school style of boxing. You do realize that, yeah? Like, yeah. If you watch how you fight, you could easily like turn the TV to black and white because you've got an old, especially in your southpaw as well. Like, you have an old school style of fighting. Where did you get your style from?
You know what? I think it's just as I turned professional with Lee earlier on, we'd spent a lot of time in the States in different gyms, and I think I was always under that instruction. It's defense first. I turned 30 not so long ago, and I look at the guys that I turned professional with around about the same time and how their careers have panned out. And I'm right in saying, I don't think of any miles on the clock. I've had 29 fights, and I can't think of a time where I've been in a fight, in a dog fight, where it's been like push comes to shove. I feel like I've kind of got through to where I've got to, kind of in autopilot. I'm ready to push on now and be involved in these big fights and see how far I can go.
Excellent. I mean, as I say, going back to that Lee Beard situation, I remember he was messaging me and he was like, listen, I'm telling you, Jack's going to do it. Jack's going to beat Joss. He's got too much experience, been around the gyms in America. And he was spot on. Finally, what I would like to say is, what kind of an impact has Jamie Moore and Nigel Travis had on you since teaming up with them and working day in, day out with them?
Yeah, so Jamie and Nigel, I think I joined the gym in 2018. And the last couple of years have been frustrating through no fault of our own, fights falling through, promotional disputes, etc. And being in that number one position in the WBO kind of fucked me over because I was waiting so long for that title shot that I almost felt like it was never going to come. But Jamie and Nigel understand me as a person and I'm constantly learning and developing. You talk about two former fighters themselves. And just the little things now, it's the little things and breaking down the opponents. As the fights that we've got now, you get plenty notice for them. So it's the studying and the understanding of each other and what we're looking at and what we're watching.
Well, listen, we don't want to hold you up. You just had a fantastic victory. I'm sure you want to spend time with the family, chill out. Knowing you, you'll be back in the gym on Monday or something silly like that. But enjoy it. You know, listen, there's no time like the present.
No, appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Nah, man, big up Jack for coming on, man, because I know you're a busy man. Salute, my friend.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
The one, the only, Jack El Gato. Cattle. Big up, my man. Love.
Love.
Yes. Spence, the show's booming today, bro. The show's booming. We start, but we've got to get back to the Isaac. We've started the show like Isaac didn't even fight last night.
Tundi, did he fight last night?
Yeah. So let me just big up the Brixtonian, the young man that I've seen from the jump. I remember being in, I think it was Dagenham, and there was a fight on. I can't remember who was fighting, but Isaac was there front row. And I said to him, you want to do this? You want to be a pro boxer? And he was like, yeah, I want to do this. And that same smile, what you saw in victory last night, was on Isaac's face. As a young guy, he continued to train with me. Us come running down Greenwich. We used to spar. And I tell everyone this story all the time. I used to body spar with my fighters. And everyone used to get tired. I used to break them up. I used to drop them in the red ring in Peacock Gym. And I remember Isaac saying, yeah, I want to jump in. And I kid you not, Spencer. This is when I knew that this boy is going to be something. Isaac would not give up. He wouldn't give up. And I said to myself at that time, Isaac has got... Bumper Clap Boxing, trust me, I used to shock I wanted to break everybody's wall. I, you know what? When I look back, bro, I've damaged a lot of fighters. Because I was like, you can't beat me. I'm the coach. The coach, yeah, he's supposed to be better than me. But it was good. It was good character building. But Isaac, one thing I distinctly remember about Isaac is that he wouldn't give up Spence. And we would be in the ring for all 30, 40 minutes, body sparring. And I said, yeah. And, you know, to see him very early jump in against Lawrence Okolie, which I may add, if I was managing him, there is absolutely no way he would have been fighting Lawrence Okolie at that stage of his career. An Olympian, but I know you've got something to say about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and then, so he came up short in that. He came up short in a Billum Smith, which was for the Commonwealth title and I think some other title. But to see him on the third attempt get that Commonwealth title and the British title to cement it, enough love, enough respect, and I'm happy for Isaac Chamberlain.
Yeah, listen, that's all you can say is that you're happy for him, right?
He's still not love. You're not letting it go. You're not letting the fight go. Go ahead.
No, Tundi. Listen, no, Isaac, maximum props to him, right?
Yes.
And when you're talking about he wouldn't give up, I was sat ringside working for Sky Sports, yeah, to do the in-ring interviewing. And what was it? It was September 29th, I think it was, right? When he fought Wadi Camacho and he dislocated his shoulder to me.
To Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Remember that? Jeez. And the youth fought with one arm. So when Tundi is turning around saying that he won, it's not no, nothing. Yeah, I'm a fighter. And yeah, he's a little Instagram hoe. I ain't gonna lie to you. He is. But that's the way of the world, right? But
who's the Instagram hoe?
Isaac. He loves posting up everything every 5 seconds. He's a poster man. Poster
boy. Well, you do that as well.
No. That's you, Tundi. You did as well. With your million accounts that you're licking, right? That's you. That's not me. I don't post regulator. Right?
Go ahead.
Right? So then, nobody can't tell me that Isaac Chamberlain doesn't want it. Remember, he fought Chris Billen Smith with a broken orbital bone, you know?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And man carried on fighting. So, no, nobody can tell me about this youth's heart. And the thing about it is he's like a little laughy, smiley, but when he has to switch it up, he will switch it up. And the time when I saw him switch it up, when I was at the press conference, him and Lowell, and like he was saying, oh, you know, I'm getting more paid more money than you, and you know, like I'm coming out, you're coming out first, and all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, my man said, yeah, we'll see you come fight time, like, no talking. But he switched on him, but that switch was automatic. It weren't no, oh, let me think about why is a man trying to diss me. No, absolutely, no, straight away. So, no one can't tell me that Isaac ain't got killer in him, he's got killer inside of him. You know what I mean?
Which I feel makes for a great fight against Fidel. The question is now whether Isaac's management, I believe Mick Hennessy's his manager as well as his promoter.
Is his manager, yeah, I believe.
He's his manager as well. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I know Mick has a relationship with Sky and the broadcasters. It's a mouth-watering prospect, the two of them getting on. And as I say, that's a Wembley. I believe it'll be the biggest payday for both of them. I wouldn't like to say what I would do, but I'm here to promote the fight. You know, when anyone comes on our show, the fight always happens.
Well, what I'm saying is this, yeah?
Yeah.
Big up Isaac, because anytime I honor him, he jumps on. You know what I mean? When his first fight with the world pulled off, I said, yo, boy, jump on the show and talk about it. Jump to the show and talk about it. You know what I mean? Two. He does, but you know what? He just said the biggest win of his life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what I mean? I think like allow the man to do what he's doing.
But Spence, if you don't ask, you will never know.
1,000,000%. You know what I mean? And if you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no to him. Right?
Exactly. So
right. You know, so you know what I mean?
Not everyone will give him a call right now. He knows this is the fight is right. Man don't get no warnings. This is good, just bro, it's full man like it's living.
So you said, man don't get no warning.
Because Isaac's my bro. I made my Link Up TV debut yesterday and I told him the same story about Isaac and how happy I am everyone was out there. The hood was out there to support Isaac yesterday. And it was his moment. It's his moment in time. He gave a rousing, a very inspirational speech afterwards, letting everyone know that no matter how many people count you out, if you don't count yourself out, you got that belief and that faith, everything and anything is possible and achievable. So regardless if he comes on or not, big up Isaac again. But I'm not gonna let Lawal get away with this. What? Lawal, as a Nigerian, I'm not letting you get away with it, bro. You tricked me. Lawal tricked me yesterday.
Why did he trick you?
Not because I was like, I'm feeling Lawal's silence, the presence, the aura. The man's coming in with the black leather gloves. But he tricked me like how Dylan tricked me. With what he called Tyson Fury. I was like, yeah. No. He's going to represent. I saw Tox Owa up there yesterday. I didn't know. Yeah, I'm red bandana.
I see Tugs talking in his language. he was talking in his native dialect.
He was talking in his tongues. No.
Tugs Owa, yeah, I mean, former super middleweight contender, right? And my old gym buddy was talking some different judge talk. Because Tundi, when I came back, you were calling it raining, bro.
Man said, the Congo Jollof come through last night. Hey, big up Mayor of Brixton. He's saying the Congo Jollof come through last night. And you know what? I was like, come on, Lawal, man. I was like, why would you wait 12 rounds to start letting off? And Lawal probably, you know, let's not get it twisted. It's experience. You know, as I said going into the fight, where people were asking me, I said, what really favors Isaac Chamberlain is the experience. And as I said, Isaac was thrown in a deep end at a very young age, a very embryonic stage of his career, and he stuck with it. And, you know, that was always going to be the telling factor to me. But I'm just upset with the lack of punches that Lawal threw. I'm like, you can hear the sound of Lawal's punches when he actually threw them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He's a powerful kid. And there's certain times in that fight, he buzzed Isaac, you know?
Well, I don't know about buzz, because I've
seen... I've seen... Listen, Tun, from where I sat, because we sat on the same row, yeah? Mm. From where I sat, there's a time he threw a left hook downstairs, he threw a left hook upstairs, and like Isaac was like, rah! Like, no,
the body shots, I agree with you.
Yeah, the body shots were serious. But he didn't do enough. Tundi, this is my thing, yeah? This is my thing. I'm just keeping it 100.
You what?
I'm just keeping this thing 100. His trainer's a very, very good trainer. Like, was the head coach of Kazakhstan and all the rest of it, yeah? But boxing isn't just about being head coach. Boxing is about how you relate with your fighter. You know what I mean? Because there's times when you need a man to tell you to like, to give it everything you owe, and like, you know what I mean? Dash the kitchen sink in there. You know what I mean? You need a man to say that to you, because I don't know if he was getting that, because you see, from round six, you've lost every conceivable round. There's not a round that I gave you. Round six. That's the time when I'm going to tell you, Rude Boy, do or die. Just stick it on him this round. Just like when we interviewed Chris Eubank Sr. And he said, like, on certain times when you're losing a fight, you have to fight the first round like it's the last. And the last round like it's the first. You've got to come out and throw your hands. I didn't see. I saw a big muscle-bound Ute flinch anytime Isaac would trick him to throw a shot. Like, Isaac would do that and stab him in the belly, and he'd flinch like, right. And the reason why, I'm going to revert back. I'm just being real. And this is not me being negative. You can't wish the best for the Ute. But you want to know the rules? You pick up the phone for me. Phone Bob between me and Jay. I'll tell you the rules.
That was probably a mix-up. Stop.
You stay having it. Phone me then. Lawal, phone me. Because maybe you need someone to kind of tell you how this thing really goes. Because I don't think the realization is you've got these little young youths around you that's on this gas thing. I'm not on no gas thing. Believe me on that.
But Spence, do you think, can you change somebody's heart?
Yes, you can.
You know what? That's how I know you're done. Wait, Spence. I just wanted to hear the answer, what you was going to say, and you answered correctly. Go ahead. Right.
Because we are our environment. You mean? So if you're around weak men, you're the next one who's going to be the weak. If you're around strong men, you're going to be strong. If you're around bold men who say, "Rah, we're going to kick down this wall today," you know, you're going to kick down the wall. I didn't see no kick down the wall.
That one I don't agree with. I used to have that. I don't really agree with that, but I heard a very interesting...
We are our environment. And I'm saying, you're training for a fight.
Because you know why I don't agree with that? Yeah? I used to agree with that because that is what's put out there. That's what some of us may have studied. But if you look, you can have, from the same environment, a successful person, a doctor, and from the same environment, you can have a gangster.
Yeah, you can.
So what made one the doctor and one the gangster?
All right, hear what I'm saying to you, right? If the gangster is good and profoundly good at his profession, then the environment has done what it's meant to do. If the doctor is profoundly good at his profession, then the environment has done what he's... It's like you could be a doctor or a gangster. You know what I mean? You could be a lawyer or a liar, but if you're profoundly good at what you're doing, then the environment has done that to make you be profoundly good at what you're meant to be at. You know what I mean?
That's
what I'm trying to say to you.
That don't make sense. It does.
You're saying one could be a doctor, one could be a doctor.
No, I said why was one a doctor?
If the gangster is a good gangster and made a bag of money, then he's being top at his profession in what he's doing, whether it's legal or illegal.
No, it's not always the environment. You did say it sometimes, but it's oftentimes it's all the love. It's the love the individual's getting. You understand what I'm saying? So the love is the key.
Yeah, and where does the love come from?
The love is the key to an individual's success. That's what I see from another point of view. So I'm saying, Isaac is a particular way. Yeah, and let's not get it wrong. Lawal's had I don't know if you know Lawal's story.
It's hard. I've known his story.
It's a serious story. But I'm telling you, as my man said, Lawal tricked us, fam.
Us?
He tricked us.
Us? He tricked you. Because you got this Nigerian racism in your heart.
It tricked me. It's the love. The love you get can oftentimes, again, Tony G says parenthood. So again, you can have, look, we all come, well, not we all, but certain of us come from particular environments. I guarantee you, if you look at the successful people, go and look at their homes in the same environment. Go and look at their homes. Go and look at how their parents taught them. Go and look at it. And that saying, teach your child in the right way and he or she will not depart from it when they get older, always comes through. You was the one.
Proverbs.
You was the one that always told me. Your dad, you used to see your dad in pure suits.
Every day.
Every day. I'm telling you, it's the love. It's the love. So I'm just saying that the reason I just feel that, like, wow, there's something that he hasn't received or some kind of teaching that he didn't get that evidently showed itself last night. Because I'm like,
so what's that the slim brother who used to be fat, who was training, the pad man?
Donnell.
That's it, Donnell, right?
Yes.
And I did quote that you're actually slim, so we're not talking about your weight. You're a good guy, right? Donnell was working with him, yeah?
But yes.
And then he sacked Donnell.
But why did he sack him?
That is a good question, Tunde, right?
Yeah. Probably because Donnell was giving him what he needed. Mm. But he refused to take that. You want to go around certain man that's not going to give you what you need.
Tunde, remember, he was with the man at the Stonebridge gym, yeah?
Yes.
And he left them and said, right, I can do this thing by myself. And sometimes when you have that hard life, we believe to ourselves that we did it all by ourselves. You know what I mean? Mm. I did not get to where I've got to by myself. I could read off so many names that have helped. You understand? Mm. And so the names that have helped, I'm still in contact with them today. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you don't do it by yourself. It's a communal thing, like I said. And what I saw there is, like, when he was in the fight, certain slight adjustments or certain things where you say, well, it's got a click now. I didn't see it click. And I'm telling you now, if he's real with himself, because fighters know, when you go into the change room, you say to yourself, you know, when you've lost the fight, sorry, this man, I did everything I could do. You know what I mean? I turned over every stone conceivable and he was just a better man. Right. But there's certain times where you know when you go into the changing room and you're saying to yourself, not even the changing room, when the bell went for round 12, you're saying, I should have just bit down and start sticking it on man early. Right? And then left it all in the ring. So when you do leave it all in the ring, you've got no excuses. You can become a better fighter. But when you know that you've cheated yourself, and that's what you did yesterday. I'm just telling you how it is. You cheated yourself yesterday.
But don't you think it could be a lesson for him, though? And he could come back.
But here's the hard thing now, Tom. Here's the hard thing. The cruiserweight division right now in the country, right? And you have a thing of pulling out of fights. Remember he's meant to fight Deion Jr.?
Yeah, who?
He was meant to fight Deion Jr., right? Mikel.
Oh, and he pulled out?
He pulled out through injury. Yeah, he got injured.
Yeah, but this is what I'm trying to say. Look, this is what I'm trying to say. This thing is a mental thing, and it goes back to what you were saying at the beginning. He didn't attend the open workout of the young girl that the remembrance. So there's something, obviously, it's a psychological issue.
Right.
From my point of view, because the history's there.
Mm.
It's there, and that's what I'm trying to say. That's why I agree with you in the sense that it's just certain people need to be around him. And then trigger, because he's got all the attributes. You know, he's physical, he's got height, he's got punching power. It's just something, in my opinion, it's just something that there's a button that needs to be. And it's about having, as you say, having man around and maybe...
Man around. Round, I think round 6, he threw a left hook to him. You heard the... Whoo.
Yeah, the body shots was very good.
Brother!
I don't know. Listen... And it's you know, listen, and we're not here to put down anybody, because boxing, you know, you look at all the boxers that suffer mentally after their careers and even in their careers. So I'm never one who's trying to put down a man. And you know, with all the jokes, there is a serious aspect and a serious side to what we're saying. And I think you're right, Spence. You know, but you know, I said, who did I say to you? Pick up the phone. Phone the elder. Phone us.
Well, listen, you know, it's just a point of
view. It may not be the right point of view, but you know, listen. The more you hear, that's why I spoke about AJ on the interview. AJ is going into some dark place. I'm saying, fam, you might as well just come Peckham, Brixton. You don't need to go there because I'm like going back to that. I'm saying, yeah, bro, it's supposed to be a retreat, but every man's got phones, mobile phones. How is it a retreat if every man's got phones?
Tony, what I'm saying is this, yeah? If Anthony Joshua going into this dark thing, Rude Boy, you could come to my house right now. I've got a cupboard right next to right? I go lay down. I put a mattress. They go lay down in my cupboard. You know what I mean? And I'll send you food.
I rate, the reason why I say I rate Anthony Joshua is because Bobby Wright's laughing. Because he saw the little clip as well. The reason I said, I joked. I said, bro, you might as well just come hit up the man then. But what I
love, you know what? It's good for Andy Joshua. Listen, anything Andy Joshua does, it gets headlines anyway. If he's going to a dark
retreat, I'm all for
and do the dark retreat.
No, no, exploring your mind, finding out why you do so. Listen, I think that's the ultimate goal of life. Why are we here? Why are we here? Why do we do things? Why do we do 505? Everyone's cracking up. But you don't think I'm joking. I'm saying man's just wasting his money. Listen, and you don't need to go. Just turn off the light in your yard.
No, come to my yard. I'll put a mattress in the cupboard. The cupboard's big in there, you know, because the cupboard goes in and turns around. Go in the cupboard, Dessa.
Turn off your light in the yard. But I'm like, the reason why I respect AJ high, I respect AJ high is because he's willing to go outside of the box. He's willing to explore his mind and see or if there's any adjustments or he can have any kind of things that will make him be a better person. And, you know, we're joking about it, but that's what I respect about Anthony Joshua. Anyway, let's not... AJ gets enough of the headlines. Let's continue with this low-out business.
Listen. Man could go in my cupboard. Seriously, you want to open up the cupboard's big, you know? Man could go in the cupboard. You can go in my cupboard. And right now,
we're going to do the money.
Come to my yard and we go in the cupboard.
And bro, AJ ain't coming to your yard to get in the cupboard.
I'm not giving this now. Just stay in there. I'll give you bread and water. I'm trying to give you bread.
Yeah. Anyway, listen. So... What next for Isaac? Other than, you know, the fact that we want to see, which is the
I think Tommy McCarthy for the European.
Who?
Tommy McCarthy, you know, the Irish brother.
But has he won it yet?
He's fighting a brother for it now. So it's like, I think that he could say, like, I know what's going to happen. Rob, big up Ben. Is that Ben Oldham? Ben Oldham?
Yes, the one and only.
Big up Ben Oldham, right? I would say, realistically, because Boxer need to create a star that could eventually be a pay-per-view fighter, I believe that they should make the Vidal Riley challenge for the British title. That's the fight.
But from a managerial standpoint, is that the fight for Isaac? Would Isaac take it?
Huh?
Would Isaac take that back?
Of course it would, because money talks.
Yes, sir.
Money talks, and then what it could be is like, right, you're going to get this fight. Because right now, you got to think, Isaac's resume, he's got two losses on his career, and the two losses have come to men that's gone on to become world champions.
That's what I said yesterday. So
therefore, Isaac can figure out, I don't need that fight. But also, this is what Johnny Nelson said. Johnny, I spoke to Johnny earlier today. And Johnny said to me, I let you take that fight with O'Reilly now because he's still green. You don't want that boy to improve. And I'm telling you, like, Isaac's been a pro for 7 years, Tom.
Yes. Yeah. Very experienced.
So he should take that fight now, rather than waiting for this you to improve. Because if this year improves at a rate that I believe that he's going to improve, he's going to be problems. I'm telling you that now. And I'm not saying it because he's not sure. I'm telling you he's going to be problems.
Very, very good point. We forgot to call out one Snapchat. Big up, Mind Mastery Strategist. Thank you for the 999, sweetie. She says, blessing all. Big up, Tunde and Spencer. Much love. Just a fly through, you know? So old type my Marshy. Yeah, Spence. Yeah, Vidal's gonna be a problem. The longer you leave it, he's young, he's gonna be a problem. But Mayor
Brixton, like, Lucic moved up to heavyweight when he announced that he's moving up to heavyweight. I remember doing an interview and I tell him to man, Anthony Joshua should fight him straight away.
Who?
Usyk.
Okay, okay.
Like when it was announced, I remember saying that fight. You see, you don't want man to settle, and not only settle but improve.
Yeah, a lot of people said that that's the mistake Errol Spence made. He allowed Crawford to maturate into the waterway.
Exactly. Maturate, you mean mature to.
Isn't it? I believe that's a word.
Maturate? Maturate? I've never heard that word. Wrong.
I don't know where I got that from.
But you know what I mean?
Maturate. I can make up words. No, maturate. If you got a wound that a country never healed, but it probably is a word. Don't try to
take it. It's a word, but it's not in the line of anyway. Whatever.
Don't try to test my vocab. It's a word.
I'm not trying to test your maturate. You mean mature? That's what I mean.
No, I'm using the word in the sentence.
What? That what does someone's it mean?
Someone's gonna have to correct you. Me and Spencer always have these kind of debates, and I don't mind being wrong. But I said he allowed him to maturate. And no, you said you're mature is a word. Come on, we know what mature is.
Right. I'm saying maturate means what if you have a car?
M-A-T-U-R-A-T.
Yeah, but what does it mean, Tunde?
I just said it to you.
What if you get a cut?
It never healed, but festered wide, it maturated.
Okay.
That's not a good explanation. I need a firm Okay, if you're listening to these men in the comment, bro, you're not listening to these men. What do you mean by maturate? To mature or bring to maturity? Thank you very much. And go Google it. No. See, Manny, you open your mouth too fast. I keep telling you. Wait. Manny, you open your mouth too fast.
Who?
I just read out what it means. And I knew I was saying it in the right context.
I don't know if you did. I think
it's just that you don't know.
Very lucky with that one, Tom.
I'm trying to show you.
For years on this show, Tony would just wind me up, you know, and I'm just loud. Like, you see that, right? As soon as real, everyone's real. Like, I've just got to, I don't care no more, you know. I have to stick it on this little grape head, man. I'll stick it on everyone. I know business.
Even if you do synonyms for maturate, it will give you the answer. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm not even arguing with you, man. Okay. It means to mature or bring to maturity. Please, don't test my problem. These men are I'm different. I know my vocabulary is vast. Yeah. It's vast. I'm always joking. That's 9 o'clock. Anyway, Spence, listen. We have to, before we leave, let us go down or up the bill, because there was three shows yesterday. There were three shows yesterday, one in America and obviously the two in the UK. So first of all, let's talk about the UCL bill, the upset of the night. And this, you know what? Three of the four house fighters on the boxer show lost last night.
No, but Tony, I think that's a good thing.
Of course, I said the same thing. It's an excellent thing. It shows that they're willing to put their fighters, in evenly matched contests, and that's what they did last year.
We all know who started that, but that's another story for another day, right?
So let's see.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
First upset of the night was Joe Laws. And you know what? Listen, I saw the whole build-up. He beat McKenzie's son.
Tundi. When that fight was on, I watched, like, I think I watched the first two rounds. And then I jumped to the cab to go to the train station and come to your call. So within that time, I come down to your call. There's one more fight after that, then the main event. So, and that's how quick it is to like jump on the train instead of me driving. To drive to your call from my house is like an hour and a half to ride it. For me to just jump on the train, it was like half an hour, 35 minutes. So I did that, and so I thought Mick Hennessy's son, because he was winning the fight when I was watching it, so I thought, right, he's going to win the fight. Didn't Otto used to train him?
Yeah, but Bradley's...
Now he's Bradley's Keat now, yeah?
Yeah, and listen, I told you, you can't just come into this thing here. It don't work like that. You know, you pay your dues, as Fredo says. Fredo says you can't just, you know, there's a process, and you have to... oftentimes take the defeats before you take the wins. So it's a good experience, obviously not for the fighter because nobody wants to lose, but it's a good experience for Bradley in his training, in this embryonic stage of his training career. Moving on, I missed it. Listen, I come in the place, the first person to interview me, Boxing King Media, then Boxing Social, then seconds out. I'm like, bro, I want to watch the boxing. I missed the first two fights, which was the Hennessy fights, the Hennessy fight, and then I missed Karis. Karis Arting School beat Vanessa Bradford. I think that was the Canadian girl. And as I was getting interviewed, I said, "Karis, you win." She said, "What? You never saw it?" I said, "These men have got me tied up around the back. I can't even watch the info." So congratulations.
No, but when they might are coming to give interviews, you could say no.
No. I never say no. I just can't do it. I never say no. I feel that, you know, again.
You could say, hold up a second. Let me just watch this fight.
You know why I don't say no? You know why I don't say no? It's because I don't give interviews outside of boxing shows anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't give interviews outside of. So when they see me, I feel it's, you know, I've got something to say. And
I get it.
So big up Karis. She won last night. Retiring Vanessa Bradford. I think that she come from Canada. And then obviously, in my opinion, the fight of the night was Sam Gilley against Lewis Green. What a toe-to-toe battle that was. Sam Gilley picking up the Commonwealth belt, winning by scorecards of 110-117, 110-118, and then 111-116, which I feel was more...
That was a fight just before the main event, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good little trap because I saw a little piece of it.
That fight was proper. They could have put... you know what? They should have put that top of the bill. That was a real, real scrap. So big up Sam Gilley, new Commonwealth champion. Happy for him and the whole team. And he done his thing. And then we moved over to Liverpool, Merseyside, the Echo Arena, where Eddie Hearn hosted another great show on the zone. Obviously, we spoke about Jack Carroll winning wide on the score. Not wide, it was always competitive, but it was good. But I think another shock of the night was Aquib Diaz getting stopped by Reese Bellotti. Yeah, man, just come up to ends and bust up. He probably stopped by you. Serious.
Hey, we got Reese Bellotti, the little veteran.
Did you see that fight?
Nah. Listen, I just heard about it. He clapped him out, isn't it?
Go and watch that fight, Spencer. Right. It was a great coming out party. Remember, Bellotti's experienced. He's very... I think he had already won that particular belt at a lower weight class. So we moved up last night and beat the prospect. I think Fayaz is trained by Jamie Moore. And I think Jamie Moore had seen enough, thrown in the belt. So, you know, listen, he can come again.
Throwing the belt. You're speaking about beating people's kids. You mean through the towel. About throwing the belt. You want to beat people. You see these are violent men.
I've got so much to read. So, Peter McGraw, 7-0. took on 17-0 Fran Mendoza. Won a unanimous decision. So congratulations to McGraw. They're calling him like the Liverpudlian Lomachenko, if I'm not mistaken. So he took on a seasoned fighter last night. And then Khalil Majid, who's trained by Buddy McGirt, stopped Tom Farrell, which is, I mean, that's a good stop.
Decent, no?
Yeah, it's only two people that stopped him, which is Harry Turner and O'Hara Davis.
Exactly.
Yeah, he got stopped last time out by Harry Turner in 6 rounds. And Majid stepping up in level, which was supposed to be his toughest fight, stopped Farrell again last night. Campbell Hatton, I don't really know what they're going to do with young Campbell because, I mean, how many fights can you really give him? You know, it was good last night. I mean, the opponent got...
He went on points or stopped.
The opponent got disqualified for excessive holding in the 8th and final round. I thought that was a bit unfair. I thought, listen, the man's been holding from round one. You've already done 2 points of it. So you guys will just let him ride the fight and just lose. So Anthony Corona's brother won his second fight.
He went to be good, you know?
Yeah.
Corona's little brother's going to be good, you know,
big up Corona. The Corona legacy carrying on. William Corona, second fight, winning it by first round TKO. So big up Eddie Hearn, big up the Zone Show last night at Liverpool. And then finally, a show that probably was under the radar because it wasn't in England, was the Golden Boy Show on the Zone as well. And Alexis Rocker was a guy that Golden Boy had big plans for. They rated him. But guess what? There's certain fights you just don't take. When you got that kind of backing around, he thought this guy, 31, I think the guy was 31-0. Nobody wanted to fight this guy.
Nobody. Why would you put him in there with a 31-0 guy?
Giovanni Santillan. And let me tell you, Conor Benn is a waterweight. Any waterweight, stay away from this brother. This guy, there's a new killer in the waterweight division. And it's him. Giovanni, remember the name, Spence? Giovanni Santillan. Yeah, Giovanni Santillan. He won the NABO waterweight title last night. What a performance. The guy was throwing all 6 right hooks.
For real?
Bro, he was busting. He's like a Mexican busting Roy Jones moves.
For real?
In that kind of manner. Yeah. That's serious. Serious.
I'm going to watch the show after we're done on here.
Go and watch that fight. His hands were in volume and he's a good fighter. So, again, he beat the Golden Boy prospect, Oscar De La Hoya's prospect last night. Stopped him in the 6th round. Moving down the card again, the chief support was John Scrappy Ramirez. You've probably seen him. They call him Scrappy. Great performance last night, won by KO in the 4th round. And do we have any female girls who are flyweights in this country, Spence?
Tundi, when you say do we have any female girls?
Yes.
I already thought females were girls.
Oh, you know what? Sorry. Just, you're on one tonight. But, you know. Women flyweights. Let me just say that. Women flyweights. Because no. The reason why I'm saying that, the female girls, yeah.
Why? Who are you looking for?
And the reason why I'm saying that, stay away from Gabriella Fondora. Stay away from this. It's actually the sister of Sebastian Fondora. You know, the one who got stopped by the guy who Costa Zou's son just beat last week. She's tall. She's a southpaw. She's 11-0 now. She took on a far experienced. We have girls with boy parts now. Yeah, it's true. Boxyard is backing me up. I'm telling you. You don't even know. Certain time we don't even know, but we don't even get into that conversation right now. But
we're not getting into that conversation. Not with me here, man. Forget that one.
Big up Boxyard the Menace live from the US of A.
Come on. Get up yourself, Boxyard.
I Gabriella Fondora. Can I say it? Gabriella Fondora is a problem. 11-0, sister of Sebastian. She's tall, she's rangy. She wasn't really known as a puncher, but she's different. She's different. And she's going to be a problem. Only 21 years old and the new IBF, I think, fly or super flyweight world champion. And I think that rounds up all the boxing from last night from here and abroad, Spencer. Great show. Videl Riley was on the show. Jack Carroll beating a legend in the sport in Jorge Linares, who's only really lost to the big guys.
Yep.
Who's Linares lost to? He lost to... Hey, Linares has been over there three times before you.
He beat Kevin Mitchell. Kevin Mitchell.
What did he do?
He broke up Kevin Mitchell.
Yeah, he broke up Kevin Mitchell.
That's what I knew how good the man was.
That was a good fight, though. That was a good fight.
It was a good fight. Kevin hurt him up, you know, with the left
foot. Yeah, Kevin done well in that fight. Kevin done well in that fight. That was a great fight. I think, also he beat Corolla, right? Twice?
Yeah, twice.
He beat Corolla twice. But our man Jack Carroll broke the curse last night and sending Jorge into retirement.
Linares has had a fantastic career. You know what I mean? I remember when he was first out, he was fighting down at super featherweight. He was fighting down at featherweight first. And I remember the late, great Emmanuel Stewart comparing him to Sugar Ray Robinson.
Wow.
Right?
I remember that. I remember
the Asians and started to do his thing. You know what I mean? Out there. So, yeah, man, the guy can fight. And regardless that you think, they're a bit long in the tooth for all the rest of it, I'm going to be real. Not many people. My prediction was Jack Catwall on points. That's why Jack jumped on. He said, thanks, Vince, right? My prediction was Catwall to beat him on points. Around about the same margins that were called. But he done it wider because he was like 116, 112 or 2 of the judges' scorecards, right? Mm-hmm. I remember he wobbled up Linares as well, you know?
Yep.
Right, yep. So... come on, for all the props in the world to Catrall, and even more love jumping on the show.
It's funny because I remember at that time, he's talking about Emmanuel Stewart. I remember when Linares was riding high, because remember he was working with the Tekken men then.
Yeah.
And I remember. And then he got his first loss against that one Mexican guy, I think Zamboro or something like that. So that was his first loss. And then he racked up a few wins, and then I remember he fought the guy who Adrian Broner looked spectacular against, DeMarco. And that was his second defeat. And they was like, bro, he's good, but just don't fight no Mexicans. That was what was, don't fight the Mexican guy. But the guy's had an incredible career, and we wish him all the best in his retirement.
Come on.
What's next, Vince, in terms of big fights?
That's a Fury and Garnett.
Listen, man, the Gypsy King is returning.
Yeah.
The Gypsy King who put the Wilder myth to bed. Listen, I still think Wilder's going to come back and do business. I've just got a feeling. Because so, Gypsy King...
On Twitter right now, we've got 1,000 people. So big up every single person on Twitter.
Come on, big up.
Yeah, I mean,
It's not called Twitter no more, Spence. It's called X.
Yeah, it's Twitter to me, brother. Yeah, I mean, just like... When my dad used to watch James Bond with Roger Moore, yeah?
Yeah.
My dad would say, Simon, look upon Simon, because remember Roger Moore used to be the saint inside, he was Simon Templar. I said, no, daddy, he's James Bond. No, I Simon him. So,
come on. Yeah, so big up the Twitter space. It's been a great show, Spence. We've gone on 40 minutes over.
Yeah.
But Wilder's not finished. You gotta remember, it's a Gypsy King.
You hear that? The fight with him and AJ is not happening now.
But we knew that. We knew that. That don't make no sense. But I'm telling you, that fight never made no sense to me. Just like the Joe Joyce against Zhang never made no sense. It's better you give AJ another warm up. Give him another warm up. And let's hope that we can get. You never know. The way boxing is so funny. AJ may still end up being the undisputed world champion. Because let's just look into the magic ball, right? Let's say Tyson Fury.
Bro,
don't start your nonsense. Don't talk that talk around me, man. You and your witchcraft nonsense. Anyway, let's say Tyson Fury, hypothetically, were to beat Usyk.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest fight in boxing is Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury.
You're absolutely right.
I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what you think about AJ, about his lusty step or what. I don't business. Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury is commercially, financially, bigger than any boxing match on the planet Earth.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That fight is the fight I want to see. So I'm saying, AJ, just cool. Just take a couple more bin, man. Let's just wait and see. Let's just wait and see. Yeah. I don't know if we say no ratings for AJ. I don't know what that means. I remember you're not rating AJ or that he doesn't get no ratings or that he doesn't deserve to be rated. But I just believe that he's, again, he's fresh. He hasn't taken much punishment in the sport of boxing. And I still believe, even though Tyson Fury has said, AJ's done, he's not worth nothing, we all know that is the fact. That's the fact. Tyson Fury against Anthony Joshua. Big money fight. So, and a fight which I feel that will actually bring, they might need two Wembleys for that fight. They might need two Wembleys for that fight. Or just put it over in Saudi, because these guys are paying astronomical money. And let's see who really is the GOAT. But let me just tell you something. Whoever wins out of Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk is the greatest heavyweight since Lennox Lewis.
Yep, 100%. And that's going to be Tyson Fury.
Are you sure?
Tyson Fury's going to brock up Usyk Tunde. I'm telling you that.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you. Tyson Fury is going to... Well, you know what? You know what? As much as this Ngannou fight is some, we're taking like some joke fight and all the rest, yes, of it, right? How much are we looking at that, right? Also, we got to look at it and say to ourselves, like, we're looking at it's the way of the world now. It's like Crash TV, right? But I would like to see Ngannou just land one, just to see what would happen, just to try and see.
I'm telling you, I said it last night on an interview with Boxing Social, one of those guys. I don't trust this guy. I don't trust him. If I was Tyson Fury, I might just try and pull an injury or something. So we definitely make this fight against Usyk. Because that's the fight, as a boxing fan, I want to see more than anything. Thank you, Stretch, for the $1.99. All donations are much appreciated. He says, was there drug testing for Lawal Chamberlain?
100% there was.
Very interesting. No, I don't believe there was, friends.
There was, for Chamberlain, there weren't no drug testing.
I don't believe so. Someone would have to...
For a British title fight with a border control, yeah, for a British title fight.
No, UCAD will be there.
Yeah, exactly.
UCAD will be there, definitely. Yeah. They would definitely have to do the testing after that.
I hope so. And I've got no doubt in my head that both of these athletes are clean, but you never know. But I'm not really worried about that, right? Yeah. Because let me tell you this, drugs can't give you boxing skills.
Facts. I've always said that. But what they can do, Spence, sorry to cut you.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, but what they can do, they can give you increased stamina.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's natural, you're going up against a guy who literally can keep going. Like, I was talking about the Lance Armstrong case and what they used to do, you know, and they used to do blood transfusions and stuff like that. It's not fair. It's not fair. I mean, I actually saw a heading of Adam Booth with Simon Jordan.
I didn't watch that.
But the heading was, he's upset with boxing because it's too easy to dope. That was the heading. I didn't watch it, you know. But yeah, that's the side of the sport. Don't really like talking about. But it's there, Spence. It's there.
It is. It's very, very present. But, you know, it definitely is what it is.
It's always going to be there. Ben Johnson was saying now that the drugs are so advanced. And this was an old interview I saw.
Wait, they were seeing Mayor Brixton saying, like, Chamberlain Chambo was tested 4 times. Facts.
Yes.
I'm thanking you. And he's close to them, man. So thank you.
It was probably the UCAD. UCAD do the testing. I know it wasn't VADA, because VADA, you have to pay for that. VADA, you have to pay for that. And there are promoters who just ain't going to pay for it.
I think with the massive budget that Sky have, and I believe that Sky would be on the safety for professional fighters. So yeah, especially with everything else that's happened within the
did they do Vada for Liam and Eubank?
I'm not even rightly sure. So this is an era that I don't wanna Eubank was down at the fight yesterday. You see him?
I seen him. Yeah, big left side, man. He walked past us and
I didn't see him. I saw his car parked outside because he parked at the front, but I didn't see him.
Roxy Anna says Fury has crazy punch absorption. Usyk's gonna have to punch him in the nuts all night long to beat. It's true, you know, because Fury, he's got power. I don't know. You know, like, I think to myself, this can't last forever. But Fury has just got some different kind of will. His will is phenomenal. His will's phenomenal. It's like you put him down, it's like he ain't staying there. He's just not staying there. And his confidence is just far above, from what I can see, any heavyweight on the planet Earth currently. So big up Tyson Fury. Big up John Fury. The Fury's them. John Fury is a blessed man, you know. The guy is just... Imagine that. Your son, the reigning, you know, the recognized champ. Tommy Fury going into Love Island, then becoming a YouTube boxer and making millions. Oh, yeah. How much did he say them YouTube boxers are making last week, Spence, while we're here?
Well, a bag of money to tell you that. Nah.
Dillian Dallas said he made just over $1 million. He fought Logan Paul. As I'm saying, bro, people just rocket these money, what they get. They're not getting like all these 20 millions, what he was saying and all that. They're not. So my man said he just got over $1 million, which is under $1 million.
That's a bag of money.
Especially for someone who didn't even throw a punch and has
he tried this up grappling thing.
Yeah, so listen, $1 million is a mil.
I've been watching.
$1 million is a lot of money in any age. So
any age.
So big up. Spence, I think we've covered all areas. Let me thank the people that have come on and watched the show for the last hour and 22 minutes.
Before that, like, yeah, I mean, Reds have just put up, like, rest in peace, Dave Courtney. Dave Courtney dead.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Facebook. Yeah.
Hearted.
Yeah.
As well, the legend of the 1966 World Cup.
He died as well?
Yeah, he died yesterday. Wow. And also, Burt Young, poorly from Rocky.
From Rocky.
You know what I mean?
If I want to step out of any more rock, I want to be you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you don't want to say about being you? Forget about it.
Yeah. Big up Paulie, the legend.
It's mad because, like, there is a generation that is just going now to.
Yeah, it's that time, isn't it?
It's that time.
As my dad said, if you think about death, you're going to die quick. And my dad always used to say that to me. He said, don't think about it. Live your life every day. Be happy as you can be happy. Don't be thinking, I'm getting old. I'm going to die. Nah, lie with that talk. Just focus on now.
What Les Brown said, everybody gets older, but you don't have to get old.
Yes, sir. Come on. Yeah, just realize, man, age is just a number. If you have that mindset and just keep on living it every day, you're good. So let me pick up the people that were a stretch again. Thank you for the $1.99. He said Ted Bami was cleared of IC stealing allegations. Okay. So you're talking about when Ted was his manager and was taken to the pool.
Your teeth, but He did teach the man Sunday. Let's be real.
Bro, this is what I was saying. Don't try to bring me the mix up. Hold on. Dave Courtney shot himself.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't know if that is just hearsay or if that is actually...
Wow. You know what? I don't know. But what I'm going to say, rest in peace, because the maddest thing is this. When I was at... Was it AJ's fight? No. I sat with Dave Courtney. I know that he was cleared of it. I sat with Dave Courtney for Derek Chisora Pulev fight. I sat with him. I mean, it was a cracking up bear joke. I remember he was with, he's partnered with some black lady. I've forgotten her name. He used to be a rapper. I've forgotten her name.
Bear police outside Mama's house right now, Dave Courtney.
Rotted.
So what, is he a London guy?
Yeah, it must be South London. It's South London, isn't it? Because Reds.
I swear he was in Andy Firth's new drama, Housewives of South London or something like that. Big up Andy Firth, Broccoli Man, them TV producer coming with new TV series, Housewives. I swear it's Housewives of South London. I think it aired yesterday. I don't know what on platform, but I see it on Facebook, but big up Andy.
Wilson saying, yep, Paul Wilson White saying 100% true. Dave shot himself early hours. Oh boy,
how mad is that? It makes you wonder, innit? Like, what's really going through people's heads, because you actually see people, but you don't really see them. You don't know what people are going on, and that's why, you know, again, talk, man, you know, encourage your children to talk to you as well. You know, those of us that have children, because it's the world we live in today is one where I feel it's that people are so worried about what people think about them. You know, they put so much pressure on themselves, and it's good to talk, man. You know, be yourself and talk, and don't hold things in, because the more you hold things in, the more it has a detriment, in my opinion, from what I see. I don't personally have that problem, bro. I just talk what I talk. I don't care. But it's evident. It has a big detriment. How many people end up committing suicide because they were going through things that, they just kept inside? You know, we got to get past just thinking that we can deal with everything on ourselves. Because that's just not it. And there's always somebody, even if they're not, sometimes it's not even someone that's related to you. Sometimes it's just someone like you see on a podcast or something, you know, someone who's on social media that you maybe look up to, you know, then you may not always get an answer, but sometimes you do get an answer, you know.
Thank you so much for the $9.99. Big up the fighters, right? Tundi and Spencer remain blessed. Amen. Come on,
big up, Terry.
Tundi, you're absolutely right. And Stretch, we hear that Ted Bami was cleared, and he was cleared by the board because he went out to the border control, and he did get off of the allegation of him stealing the money, right? But
and if it's done, we've covered that already, man. The AJ
team. No, but the guy keeps on writing it. So Stretch, thank you very much. But Ted's my guy still. So my tag from
big up Ted.
I mean, from
big up Ted. Remember Ted ain't got a barbershop still, has he?
No, he's got a gym in Croydon. He's got a boxing gym in Croydon, you know.
Okay, big up Ted. In
Croydon, and like he's doing some other little bit. So you know what I mean? Bless Ted to just keep on pushing forward.
Keep it up, Ted. Keep it up. You know, Ted's one of the man's then. So, big up. Yeah, okay. So, let me finally just thank people that have joined us this evening for the last almost 90 minutes. Big up Stretch. Big up Bronxy Busted. Big up Addy for Sam. Big up Conveying Ideas. Will Mo Fire. Jerry James. Thank you for the $9.99 again. Games You Love. Lifestyle. AAV Develops. Ooh. But I think AAV developed for the last 3 weeks. He's been the first man in the dance. He's the first man. on before we even come on, AAV develops is there waiting. Big up the Mayor of Brixton. I saw Mayor of Brixton last night. My guy always supporting the local talent at most boxing shows involving Londoners. So big up the Mayor of Brixton. Big up Lee S. Snaps. Coach Martin Gooden, nutrition and high performance. Old type Martin, my guy from way back when. Air Max 90, Invisible Cloak Productions, Paul Wilson White, Kirk Campbell, Surrender Jiwao, Lou Bendrew, AO, who else? Daniel J. Boateng, we said Lias, Philip Anser, another regular, Sylvester Salamoa, 211, always Sammy Ali in the building, Malcolm Marcel, Snaps, I've already said Snaps. There's just too many people, but suffice to say, I thank each and every one of you. Boxiana, we've got to big up the USA connection. So big up Boxiana, the menace. She's not a menace. She's actually a beautiful sister from the US of A. Our strokes. And then the list goes on and on, as they say. The list goes on and on. Thank you to everybody who contributed and donated to the show. You know, it helps. Don't think it don't help. So don't think man's air thinking that there's some high flyers. Bro, every contribution. You can't just walk into the shop and pick up a Krispy Kreme, a box of Krispy Kreme. That's £20. Mm-hmm. You see how much the Krispy Kremes have gone up to you now? They're taking liberties. Free Krispy Kremes is $6.99. How? $6.99 for free donuts. Come on, man. You mean, like, the thing was pissing me off, sorry, is that the increase is going up. But what it appears to me is that people's wages ain't going up. So hold on. So you're bringing up the price of living, but you're not bringing up people's wages. So that means basically you just want people to be subservient for the rest of their lives. Because how can people afford these things? Krispy Kremes, $6.99 for free donuts. Nah. Yeah, sugar is the enemy. I'm not going to lie. You're absolutely right. But sugar tastes nice, as my dad used to say. Sugar is definitely the enemy, but sugar tastes nice. So you have to eat your sugar. Big up G Chains, the one and only Gary. My guy, the man who taught me the word fam. It's because of Gary.
When you're talking about this fam business, yeah? Tundi, have you seen the Jamie Foxx movie?
Which
the
one?
The Burial on Prime.
Is it new, yeah?
Huh? It's a new movie, yeah. Come out last week.
Okay, yeah? What is it?
No, it's on Prime, Amazon Prime. Please go and watch it.
Oh, yeah. I need to watch
Please go and watch that film. Tommy Lee Jones is in it as well. And Denzel Washington plays...
Is Denzel William Washington Curry. In it?
Huh?
Denzel's in it as well, yeah?
No.
Okay.
He plays... Jamie Foxx plays William Gary, who's he was a lawyer. I mean, he was a claims lawyer. And he busts out mad, it's an incredible story. Incredible story.
Hey, I got bumped last week. Joel Kadua asked me to go and watch Denzel Washington's son's new film. What a load of rubbish.
Robot Pig.
Two times I've gone and watched Denzel Washington's son's movie and then drag. Come on, man. I don't want to spoil it for people.
Tony,
but bro, listen. He took the whole show for some gal that wasn't even real. Bro, the girl, some robot girl. The film's so rubbish. Bro, please, anyone who's seen that film, that new film by Denzel Washington's son, please confirm that it's a load of crap. It's rubbish. But anyway, I don't want to be a killjoy because I'm the one that kills people's films before they've seen it. I have heard Tupac's new documentary is legit. Dear Mama.
Wait a minute, Tony. We've got a call in from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow.
Yo, Mr. Spencer Brown, the manager of Tyson Fury.
Come on.
Look, and now it's not even going through. It's the link because he's acting thingy in Saudi. But fair play, the man phoned us still. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, what? You sent him a link, right?
No. I never sent him a link. I just hollered him earlier today. And he just
Who told you Denzel Washington don't have a son? It's Denzel
Washington. That's
about Tony Tyrone Boo. You don't know what you're chatting about, mate. You're obviously not a films guy. The thing is, if you close your eyes for a couple seconds, you even think you're listening to Denzel Washington. His son sounds so much like him.
Yeah. Very.
Huh?
The son is a very, very good actor.
Yeah, yeah, but he's a rookie in this thing. And Denzel ain't giving up that crown yet. Denzel is the GOAT of films. So he ain't ready to give up that crown. But another great show. Thank you for everyone. The people are holding on to the show. They're not letting go. I'm thinking there's us just talking. The numbers are going to start going down, but it's been consistent. So I respect your opinion, Tendi, your movie, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, the film's rubbish. Sorry, Denzel Washington's son. The film's rubbish. It's a lot of rubbish. I don't know why I forced myself to go the O2. And you know what's the cinema called where you know when you're in the chair and the water's coming on your face and everything? Bro, I had to lock off the Spencer. I'm there, yeah, with my double espresso and my popcorn. The thing starts spraying all over my face. I'm like, stop that. Then I saw you can lock off the water. So I was there, going all on the chairs and everything like that. But the water wasn't touching me, so. Yeah. But what's Spencer, are you trying to call? Boxyana says, we just got to keep going. Because this is
good. Nah, you know what? The thing is, like, it's not connecting. So, I was trying to get Spencer Brown. Because he done a really good interview on Boxing King Media. Saying that the Fury Usyk fight's on. So.
Oh, wow. For what? December?
Yeah. That's what they're trying to push it for, but it's on.
Wow.
John David Washington is Denzel Washington's son's name. Thank you so much for clearing that up for us.
John David Washington. Yeah, there you go.
Good actor, man.
Yeah, good actor. But he's still a rookie, man.
The Rock. Yeah, I mean, what was the show called? I can't remember the show, but I used to watch it religiously. It was a good little show.
Who's the best actor to play a boxer, Spence?
Me, personally? I would say Robert De Niro in Raging Bull.
Nah, Will Smith.
Nah, bro.
Will Smith and Ali. Will Smith. Yeah. Oh, yeah. As we're on the subject of Will Smith. Bro, what's Jada going on with?
Rasta, she gone too far, man.
No. But you know what? I said to myself, I'm hearing that Will Smith was at the launch of her book or something. I'm bigging up her book. I'm like, hold on. Something ain't right here. This woman is publicly exposing and saying all these things about you. And that man said, Jade is a cruff. I ain't heard that word for long. I haven't heard that word for so long. Jada's a crap. No, but I'm saying Jada's there exposing you, and you're still bigging up the show, bigging up her book, and saying, you know, I would love her for the rest of my life and everything. But I'm like, well, she's character assassinating you. What's going on?
You know what? Maybe. No, I don't believe anything that they give us. It's the Emperor's show. I don't believe anything they're giving us. So that could be part of a big plan between the whole of them.
I'm a virgin from Ghana. And she's a high priestess. He said to me, Tunde, I'm telling you, when you start to mess about with those high priestess women, they will mess you up. You can't talk when they're talking. So, I don't know. But it's weird, man. Jada Pinkett, she's really, you know, this is our Will Smith. The actor that we... The
Fresh Prince.
Bro, the Fresh Prince. Pick up Ben Odom. Jada. Listen, Ben Odom, 100 pounds. The biggest Snapchatter on the Fight Is Right history. Whatever limit there is to Snapchat, Ben always matches it. The time the Americans try to come through, Ben just matched them. So thank you, Ben Odom, for the 100 pounds on the Snapchat. You have contributed to this month's mortgage. Minus Spencer's this month's mortgage payment. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what makes this show so incredible. That we are so organic to the point that stars of boxing will just randomly, without no preconceived notion, just join us. Because this is a normal thing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you the one, the only, the manager of Mr. Tyson Fury, Spencer Jones.
Spencer Brown Jones. You all right?
I like your first name. It's a very nice name, sir.
Yes, I like that as well, but I keep getting mixed up. I'm better looking than you, so...
No, bro. You know what? You can say that, but remember, you're the ones wearing glasses. Obviously, come on.
I'm getting on in my life.
Spence. No, but you're doing a good job, though, mate. You're doing a fantastic job.
Spence. Thanks, boys. I'm really glad that you're on here simply because... we know Tyson's got a big fight coming up on the weekend, coming up. But the major thing that we want to talk about, because we saw the interview that you've done with our brothers at Boxing King Media, yeah, is the fact that Fury and Usyk is on. Tell us what's going on, my brother.
So, let me tell you the story very quickly. We've been doing this for a while. Everybody was saying it's off and calling Tyson this, that and the other. Fortunately, I'm talking to somebody who didn't say that and who backed him 1,000,000%. Yes. And we really appreciate that you did that. And you're one of the only ones. It was very easy to do. It took 5 hours to do the fight. It's crazy. Wow. But look, when we're working with a conglomerate here. We're working with very, very serious people who have an unlimited backing. You know, everybody keeps going on about this guy, but this guy is not only this. This guy we work with is called Turki Alsheik. He's a massive player. He is a massive, massive boxing fan.
Say that name again, please.
Turki Alsheik is called. His Excellency Turki Alsheik.
Okay.
He's the head of the General Entertainment Authority out here. But okay. He's a massive, massive boxing fan. Now, I didn't know how much of a boxing fan he was. He's got unlimited knowledge of boxing. He knows everything about it. He knows everybody in boxing. It was very surprising to me and to Tyson how much he really knew.
Okay.
We didn't realise, you know, we just thought it was a guy who just jumped on and thought of doing this, but he wasn't. He's a massive boxing fan. He understands the game really well. He's a great showman. His knowledge in showmanship is incredible. What he's doing out here, I mean, it'll blow your mind when you see the actual show. And the money they're sticking into it, and I don't think it's a flash in the pan either. I think it's an investment for the future. I mean, me and Tyson and his dad and his brothers and members of our team got invited round to his house the other day, which is incredible. Anyway, I mean, you've never seen anything like it. Just incredible. He sat down and he showed us, I can't say too much, but
yes, obviously,
he's looking to revolutionise the boxing for the better.
Wow.
So he's looking to go back 50 years and he's looking to bring the big crowds back in. He's looking for quality rather than quantity, but he's looking to give some of the smaller fighters life-changing money. Go on.
What's the oldest age they'll take?
me and John Fury were seeing we get over 50s in there, but I was going to be the water boy for John, you know, for the cup man. But they wouldn't stand for that one. No, they weren't having none of it. So, and when we looked at the format, we were all in agreement. I mean, it was incredible. Tyson, a lot of us, and even Tyson commenting today, said, you know what? I sat there the other day and I was so impressed with what he'd come up with, because it will work, Spencer. It will work.
Okay.
Now, and this is going to give big opportunities to fighters who are, you know, just on that cusp but never really make it. So mm-hmm. they might go for a world title and get beaten on points maybe a couple of times, but never actually get to make that big money.
Yes.
This is a different way of looking at things, and each fighter will be judged on his own merit.
Yes.
Okay.
So you might be in with the best fighters in the world. So there might be three great fighters, and it has to be explained to you. But when you see it, you go, wow, unbelievable. Who thought of this? Because we were blown away by what he had to say to us and what he showed us. It was incredible.
Okay. Well, you've done some extensive work with Tyson Fury now over the years.
Yeah.
How long have you been working with Tyson now? Is it about 3 years now, four years?
No, it's a lot longer than that, actually. I think it was seven, eight. We was looking at it the other day. I think it's 7 or 8 years. It was. Mm. I was only a commercial manager, and I started working with Tyson when he was, you know, 28 stone, and he didn't believe in himself. And I said, mm-hmm. there's still people who want to meet you. And I mean, I'm from my background's unlicensed boxing and the shows, you know, doing the meet and greets and things like
that. Yeah, I know, with Gold Star.
Yeah, because, with Gold Star, that's a company.
Yeah, that's what he does. So all the Eubank Benz, he was the one putting them on. I remember he did.
Or,
I hosted Floyd Mayweather on one of your shows.
Floyd Mayweather, we've done everybody. You know, we've just done a deal with Terence Crawford to come over.
Wicked.
We've got a lot of other people in the pipeline. We want to really bring it in and ramp it up, the meet and greets again, because we've been a bit quiet with it because we've been so busy with this. But we've got big plans next year for bringing some big, big names in.
All right. Can you also tell us about the massive dinner that's happening the night before the fight? Because I know Riddick Ball's flying out. I spoke to Riddick the other day. Is who have you got? Listen to this dinner, Tony. Who have you got, Spencer?
Well, just before I tell you, you'll never see a dinner like this.
Well,
spending a fortune on just the. I looked at it. I said, "Is this the fashion show happening next week?" He said, "No, this is the dinner that you're doing." I said, "No, it can't be." He said, "No, this is it." And he had this massive plan that went all over the wall, and I just said, "But this is not a dinner. This is like going to Buckingham Palace."
Wow.
He said, well, this is what's going to happen. They've got an orchestra there. Mm. They've got Michael Buffer doing the MC for the dinner show. They've got, well, I mean, I'll start naming the names, but it just goes on and on and on because they just keep adding and adding and adding.
Well, let's give us a couple, Spence.
A bit of a teaser here. Mike Tyson, Lennox Lewis, George Foreman, Riddick Bowe, Barrera. It just keeps going. I mean, Bivol's just joined the gang. There's loads. I can name all. Roberto Duran, Tommy Hearns.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
They're all going, mate. Everybody's going. But there's 40 world champions. And there's 15 to 20 MMA ex-champions. But this is not just ex-champions. These are Hall of Famers. He rang me today and said, can you please as well ring up Floyd Mayweather and make sure he's there as well?
Wow.
Crazy.
I said, okay, Floyd, you come? Yeah, I'm coming. It just goes on and on and on. You know, the champions in one room you will never, ever see again.
I think the thing that caught my attention was what you said about, you know, fighters that may have challenged for world titles, but really never really made any money.
Correct.
And, you know, you're talking about 98% of the boxing fraternity. You know, what these men go through when they step into the ring, really, we know as just good human beings that they should be compensated way more.
And it's funny you should say that to me, because that's exactly what Turki Alşaik said yesterday. And it's exactly what Tyson Fury said today.
Yes.
So we had a long conversation today about everything, and the conversation was led by not only world champions not making it or people that are giving their life to the sport and not getting any money out of it. We also talked about after the sport.
Yes.
Because there's nothing in place for anybody. It's shocking.
Yes, it's shocking.
And Turki Al-Sheikh, he's the man who wanted to put something in place. You know, in Saudi Arabia, I would say I've met all kinds of people all over the world. I've been all over the world. I've been to hundreds of different places. But I would say these are some of the kindest people I have ever met. Now, that's a big statement. Wow. But they really are. They're lovely, honourable people. They live a different way to a lot of people. But is it a bad way? You can leave anything you want. You can leave your Rolex watch, if you're fortunate to have one, on a table, and it'll be there 24 hours later.
Yeah, that's
if you haven't got any money, you can walk into somewhere and say, excuse me, sir, I have no money. Can you give me some food? Sit down, we'll give you some food. That's not a problem. That's the way it is. And all this,
Marshall,
you know, all this shite about, you know, their human rights and everything, but they're employing people from all over the world who have no money. So what do you do? Do you don't work and have money? Or no money? Or do you work and have money?
Yes.
Honestly, they treat people unbelievably. I've witnessed it firsthand.
Humanity as you want to see it.
You know, as I see it, I never see anybody miserable over here. And what a place it is as well. What a place it is.
Well, Turki Al-Sheikh, the fight is right. We're going to come to cover Tyson Fury's fight. Spencer Brown better sort that out. Mr. Jones,
I think I can probably sort that out for you, as your namesake. I think I could probably sort that out. I might call a favour for you. How's that?
Right. Well, Spencer, don't talk rubbish, Tundi, get your bags packed. I'm telling you.
Honestly, Tundi, don't worry about it. I'll get it sorted out for you. All right, how's that?
You heard it live on The Fight is Right.
It might come out of my meagre money that I get for me for promotions out of there, but I'm sure I'll do it for you.
God bless you, man.
Go on.
Yeah, just wanted to say as well, I love the programme. Love listening to you boys.
Thank you.
Great boxing minds. I love it. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Spencer.
I think you'll go very far wrong. And
thank you very much, brother. Thank you, and
thank you for not being one of the many who have jumped on the bandwagon and told lies and been deceitful about somebody who we should be relishing not having a pop at, because Tyson Fury is the biggest star we have in the country at the moment. But not only that,
facts.
We've got four world champions, yeah? We should be getting behind all of them. Yes, behind all our world champions.
We've got
something very special here, very special that nobody else in the world has got. Tyson Fury. But what do? We denigrate him. We slag him off. We call him a coward. We call him all this shit, but it's all rubbish. And the people who've done this should be ashamed of themselves, because they've not done their own work properly and they didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. But they still chose to do this. And I hope it comes to bite them on the arse in a big way.
Well, same way how you said we should keep doing what we're doing, Spence, let me tell you something. You're breaking boundaries, you're setting new goals and achieving new things. It's just fantastic. And even just from a humanitarian point of view, to hear stories like that, to know that there's people in the world that think like this, you know, giving the poor food. This is like, you know, that for people like us, I think like it should be just a normal thing. Someone not have no food and you got money to provide. Give them food, you know.
Don't believe all that you hear. A lot of it's just pie in the sky, and we love to hate, don't we? A lot of people love to hate. And I realise that the internet is a place where anybody can hide and say what you want. right?
Yes.
But maybe if we was to love a bit more and hate a bit less, things might be a lot nicer, mightn't they?
What did I say, Spencer Fearon? Love is the key.
Correct.
So maybe if we embrace
what we've got, because we haven't got a lot, have we?
Yes, sir.
Haven't got a lot, but whatever we have got, you know, with the rugby yesterday, you know, we nearly got there.
Nearly.
You know, our football, hopefully we can win something. But at the moment, we have Tyson Fury. So let's embrace him. Let's get behind him. Okay, he's got this fight, but then he's fighting the biggest fight that we will ever see in our lifetimes, in my opinion. So let's get behind him.
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, the only, the magnificent Spencer. You look like you got something else to say, Spence.
The first event is going to be outrageous. You're never going to see anything like it.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure you're over there, but if you're looking from they're breaking new grounds over it. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go, but they've got the undercard next door to the main card, which is one fight. Don't forget, there's a lot of film actors, M&Ms going. They've thrown the carpet out. They even built a sphere next to it. That's the biggest sphere in the world.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to myself and the ring entrance. What we've done is going to be unbelievable.
That advert, were they the ones who done the advert as well?
Turkey Al Sheikh was the man behind the advert. He thought of it.
I love that advert. Man
thought of that advert. And he's got a team behind him. He has a guy called Dr. Rakan. You're going to hear a lot about him in boxing as well, because he, he makes things happen. So, you know, he'll load the gun. Like I said in an analogy before, he'll load the gun, Doctor, and Turkey Al Sheikh will shoot it. Because, you know, what if he says something, it happens. Unlike what's been going on in boxing, people have been talking a lot, but it's not been happening, has it?
Mm.
I mean, how do you, if Usyk's not been happening for 3 years, and along the way, I mean, Frank Warren and George Warren, everybody else, been working so hard to get it, and even Usyk's people, they've been marvellous. They've been great.
Mm.
They've all been fantastic. A couple of phone calls, bit of talking. Don't forget, Frank Warren and George Warren backed me to do all this. Go and do it. Go and get it done. Go and get that fight done. And that's what we did. We met, we made a phone call. We met in a hotel. We got it all boxed off. Next thing, we met 3 weeks later. Again, they didn't get in the way. I mean, they're the promoters. And they gave me, go on, Spence, go and do it. Get this done. So they had a big hand in it as well. And they've still got a massive hand in it. So it got done very quickly, very easily. And like I said on the video, Tyson spoke to Usyk. Usyk was in the room with us. He was watching everything that was going on. And he spoke to Tyson. And you wouldn't have thought that would have ever happened. But it was lovely to watch. It was lovely to see.
Excellent. This is brilliant. And listen, it's lovely to have you on here on the Fighters Round. Doing this with this, Spence. It's a real...
Come on.
It's a pleasure. And let's hope we can get boxing where we want to be, because we're boxing fanatics, aren't we?
Absolutely.
You two are boxing purists of the purest form. 24 carat gold purists, you two. So we want to get that boxing where it needs to be. And this could be a lifeline for us. So let's embrace it and take it and use it and move forward.
So with any luck, we can have this back by the end of the year.
I've been going around trying to find a camp for us. The only thing we've got to be very mindful of
is
any injuries.
That's what I said.
Anything can, you know, there's bad things happening in the world at the moment, and you know, we just hope it doesn't get any worse and everybody can sort the situation out, you know.
Tyson Fury comes through unscathed next week, and let's hope we get there.
Let me tell you, it's not as easy as everybody thinks this is going to be.
Well, I said it. I said it earlier.
Listen, if that man gets older and he won't let you go, we saw it in the Tommy fight, you know. If he won't let you go, he won't let you go, will he?
Yeah, for sure.
It's not easy, you know. But I'm sure he fancies the job. And I know Tyson fancies it in a big way.
So yes.
He wants to go home and walk his dog as quickly as he possibly can, see his children, see his missus, see his children, go and walk his dog.
Wow.
So that's what he's looking forward to. He's going to see his kids and children and going to walk his dog. And having a cup of coffee and walking the seafront.
So, Spence, again, mate.
Thanks, boys. I won't waste any more of your time. Thank you very much indeed. Anytime. It's been a pleasure. All right? Cheers, boys. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
ring me.
Yes, I'll ring you straight after. Don't worry, mate. Tunde, you have your passport ready.
Bruv, I told you. You see, there's always something. There's some energy that allows us to continue the show when we're supposed to lock it off. Because if not for me just carrying on talking, we wouldn't have got Spence. But that's the power. That's God. It's meant to be, mate. But what a fantastic insight to what is really going on. And Spencer said it there. He said it, you know, that we're in a world today where, and what was we just saying, Spencer?
Come
this
on.
Social media thing, it's all 95% of it is nonsense. And so the truth always prevails. And Tyson Fury is the man that's going to make, who is the catalyst to make all this happen. He's the one who's, you know, has had to have the abuse or take the abuse, go through stuff mentally, because who feels it knows it. Tyson Fury is the one who's had to go through everything. And he deserves to be in this position, in my opinion. And to meet up with energies that want not only the best for boxers, but want the best for humanity. It's time. That's what it's showing to me, that it's time, because the real ones, the people with clean hearts, they take the shit that's thrown at them because they've always got that faith that eventually good will prevail. And it sounds like to me that this is what is happening, Spencer. And those, as Spencer said, that spoke all the crap, all the shit about Tyson, about Frank and whoever, now they're the ones who, with egg on their faces. Because, bruv, this is big business. This is not only
massive
business for the boxers themselves, but actually for the whole boxing fraternity. When you're talking about fighters, how many fighters do we know have gone through mental health issues, and some have even died? Unfortunately, our friend, our good friend, the fighter you had the fight of the year with, Dave Walker. I'm watching his Facebook page,
it's very upsetting.
And you think, he said one time he said, look at me now, I'm skin broke, my kids ain't got that. This is what happened. A lot of people don't know that this is what happens to the majority of prize fighters. They end up homeless, no one to help them, and fighting.
I've got a lot of time for Dave Walker.
This profession, big up Dave Walker. This profession is no lie when they say it is the hardest sport in the world. It's the most challenging physically and mentally sport in the world. It's not a joke. And it fills my heart with dread to hear Spencer Jones, the manager of Tyson,
Spencer Brown.
Manny, fix up the thing, man. What are you putting man's wrong name on there? Man, fix up the sign. Spencer Brown got man calling man Tom Jones's namesake. Bro, fix that, Manny. It's Spencer Brown. Anyway,
Anyways, you know what, Tom? We've had a fantastic show.
Trust me.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone on 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, people going to think it's a watch along, right?
Yeah.
Massive thank you to everyone who has liked, subscribed, commented. Everybody who's been on here. Yeah, I mean, Tundi was calling out all you lot's name to get the goodbyes, and then Spencer just sent me a message and said, "Hey, I'm going to draw you to come on the show, bro." I saw the interview that you did on Boxing King Media. That's the manager of Tyson Fury. So there's so many things going on. But the major thing is, like he's saying, like, he'll get, he's a man of his word as well. Because I remember when I hosted Floyd Mayweather, yeah? Like,
you sound like, you sound like Carl Crutch telling us that he sold out Wembley Stadium. The amount of times I fucking, the amount of times I've heard you say when I hosted Floyd Mayweather,
you want to say that? I know Tony used to gas over Floyd like no one's business, right?
Yeah, when I go on, anyway, go on,
right. So, it was just like, it's how that man treated me. He's like, all right, then negotiate the money, goes, look, Spencer, give me your account, I'll send you the money now. Make sure you're there because we need you there. That's why I rate the man. Honestly, right? Simple as that. And he was glad to come on the team. Because the phone won't work, he's not sending the link.
But look at what Spencer's involved in today. That shows you clean hearts always win in the end. You know, he, by his own admission, he was just doing the old unlicensed thing. Now you're meeting people that have the ability and the power to make things happen.
Come on.
Energy goes where energy flows. That was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
It's just great. Listen, we can go on all day long because we've got that type of energy. But let us end the show. Thank you to all the guests that we've had this evening. Spencer Brown, not Jones. He ain't related to no Tom Jones. It's Spencer Brown. The one and only Jack Carroll, the El Gato, busting up Jorge Linares last night. A legend himself, former two-weight, four-time world champion. And Videl Riley, a rising star of British boxing, a young man that is sure to set waves. He's sure to do things in the sport of boxing. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We end the show in exactly the same way we started it, with the magical words, dream it, believe it, become it.
Coming up, because me and Tony is on a plane this week, guys, Saudi Arabia.
Bro, what's the matter with this guy? All right, thanks a lot, everyone. Thank you very much.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.